Again this morning, knowing that you have never missed your appointments, though we are few in numbers, O Lord, but we know, as the song said, we are surrounded by a multitude of an army, an heavenly army, O Lord. Though we are few in numbers physically here, O Lord, but spiritually we have the great army, the great multitude of the living God, assembled around their laptops, around their phones, around their computers, around this country, O Lord, around the world, streaming and fellowshipping in spirit with us, O Lord. Be with them wherever they are, in their cars, in their bedrooms, in their sitting rooms, in their offices, everywhere they are, O Lord, we are one in spirit.
Amen.
And we are gathered under one blood.
Amen.
And it is that blood that heals us from our disease,
Amen.
That grants us this fellowship divine, O Lord. Bless us as we are gathered here. Let us, O Lord, create the right atmosphere here in this temple, that the word that will be preached here, the worship that comes from here, O Lord, could anoint all your people all over the world where they are, O Lord. Heavenly Father, sometimes we take it for granted the time we could meet here, O Lord, sometimes coming late, sometimes coming behind time, O Lord, not acknowledging, not realizing how precious our gathering is, O Lord. But now, as we can see very few people assembled here, it's saddening, O Lord. But this is the word of God, and it should be fulfilled, O Lord. Grant us now this liberty to worship in spirit. Grant us this liberty to worship, O Lord, that the angel will come down and take our worship and bring it before your throne.
Amen.
Bless us as we are meeting here, O Lord. Be with us as we commit the service into your hands. In the precious name of our precious Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you richly. Thank you for coming. And we believe that we are one in spirit. Wherever you are, wherever you are following us, in your house, in your bedroom, the Spirit of the Lord is one and is granting us this blessed time of fellowship. Just one thing, we'd ask our cameraman to zoom enough so that the people at home can have a good view of the pulpit, and especially when we start projecting, they would like to see what we will be projecting over there. So today we want to speak about a little lesson. We don't want to view the circumstances. There's just a little topic we'd like to develop today, not the Son of Man we have been talking about. We'll put it aside for a while and try to focus on the you know, what's going on around here. So it won't really be a Sunday school lesson, but some kind of exhortation so that we can encourage each other with what's going on around here, because many souls, many saints are really, we are human, as the pastor always said it, there's always that human aspect that kicks in first. Fear and stress and distress and all these things. So given that, especially we can't hide ourselves from what's going on around the world. It's 24-hour or around the clock, same thing. I think the word coronavirus, if you want to count the number of times you hear it in a day, I don't know. It's just, cycling all around. So I think we need to encourage each other with some word of exhortation.
Amen.
Though the media is feeding us, and we can't blame them for that. It's their job. They have to educate us. They have to update us on what's going on. But the side effect of that is just creating a lot of anxiety in people. So let's encourage each other with a few words to see in times like this what God has done before. And it's still that same God that we are worshiping today.
Amen.
And especially in this age, there's a special promise that God will heal his people.
Amen.
So the topic will be Healing in His Wings. If Brother Daniel can project the PowerPoint, the slides. Healing in His Wings. So we are going to read first, let's stand, Psalms 103, 1 to 3, and then Malachi 4, verse 2. Let's stand, please. Psalms 103, 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. who forgives all your iniquities, who heal all your diseases. Amen. Now we are going to read Malachi 4, verse 2. Let's read from verse 1. I think it's going to be more complete. Sorry, I didn't prepare it. Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it says, "For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yeah, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither roots nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healings in his wings." Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. So our topic, we drew it from verse 2 of Malachi 4, healing in his wings. We have a promise in this day that God is going to raise, to send the prophetic ministry with healings in his wings. And we have seen that ministry, that prophetic ministry in this age that came with great signs and miracles, the great manifestation of the healing power of God. We have seen it through the ministry of our brother William Branham. But the prophet has gone, but that anointing, that ministry, that promise of healings under the wings of the Son of Righteousness is for this age.
Amen.
Amen. We are still under that anointing. We are still under that ministry that has been promised that it will come with great manifestation of healings. Even when the angel came to commission the prophet, he told him, if you are sincere, and if you bring the people to trust you, to believe you, nothing will resist. So it was the commission of Malachi 4 to come with that power of healing, to manifest that healing power of God in this age. We are still under that same ministry. So anytime something like this strikes, we can call upon that promise that we are under in, and something must happen. On that time, it was cancer, it was polio, it was all these things that were incurable, but that ministry, that anointing of the Malachi 4:2, the healing under the wings of the Son of Righteousness could heal cancer, could heal diseases that couldn't be healed that time. And today, this demon of corona is under the same anointing of the same ministry. And we have the same promise that the healing will be under this ministry. So, if we believe the prophet, if we believe the promise of this age, since the commission was, if you take the people to believe you, we believe the ministry,
amen,
we must see the manifestation of the commission of the angel.
Amen.
We must see the healing power of God and manifest itself and take this thing away.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to read a few quotes. But Abraham, in 1953, something was going on around in the United States, like exactly what's going on here. It was polio. We are going to read. There was something asked. There was a prayer request put before the prophet to pray for the people, for the children. They were dying like flies with polio that time. And there was no remedy. There was no cure. It's in the sermon, God talked to Moses, 1953, the 31st of August. "I have been requested here that there's one of the most horrible polio epidemics that ever swept the land in Geneva, Illinois." Amen. It was one of the most terrible epidemics that was sweeping the United States. And the people from Illinois sent some a request that Brother Branham could pray for it. And he says, I think there's 19 cases and several of them is dead already. So pitiful, that horrible enemy. So I've been asked to have a request here for prayer for that, that God will come down in his mighty loving power and take that epidemic away from the country there. Amen. We are in the same condition today.
Amen.
We are in the same situation. There's requests raising all over the world that God must take this epidemic away. And God knew that we'll be in this condition today. 1953, God made the things to be in the condition we are in today, and the prophet prayed. And you'll see what will happen. God is miraculous.
That's right.
Amen. You know, in the 1953s, in the 1950s, polio was the big demon in America. It was the big mountain that people couldn't overcome. From the record, it says children were dying by the thousands. It says, during the early 1960s, polio rate in the U.S. was above 25,000 annually. But in 1952 and 1953, the U.S. experienced an outbreak of 58,000 and 35,000 polio cases. So it was something that was going on since the 1930s. Polio was there and it was terrible. But there was a peak, a real spike in 1952 and 1953. It went from the 20,000 to 58,000. So it was a big outbreak. It became a big concern for the country. Up from a typical number of some 20,000 a year, with deaths in those years numbering 3,200 amid the U.S. polio epidemic. Millions of dollars were invested in finding and making a polio vaccine by commercial interest. It's like today. Millions, scientists are there 24 hours trying to find a way to find a cure to this coronavirus. And it was during that time that this request was put before the prophet. Are we together? It was when the country was going through this terrible time of disease and polio that this request was put before the prophet. There was no cure. The people knew that there's nowhere to go. Let's go and ask for a prayer for the prophet. And the man of God, being anointed, made a special prayer. Listen, he says, oh dear precious Lord, we are unworthy to come to you. But yet, thou hast been so loving to us to promise us that if we would ask anything, you would do it. And that's the confidence that we came in tonight. First thing, confessing all our sins and the sins of this nation.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This is our duty. This is our responsibility. Even if this nation, even if the world has sinned, but since we are here in the position like Abraham, we can intercede for the country. We can intercede for the people on this, for this generation. And the sins of all this nation, the sins of this city that we are speaking of. God, be merciful and think of those poor little children. In our case, be merciful and think of those people gasping for, you know, air in the hospitals now. In Italy, in France, in Spain, here in Ireland, everywhere. May God be merciful to those people.
Amen.
Be merciful and think of those poor little children. You know, polio was a terrible disease. You can see how it could cripple children.
Right.
Many, up to their death, they couldn't walk anymore. They were completely crippled for life.
Yes.
It was a terrible disease. And he was killing. He said, be merciful and think of those poor little children falling with that horrible demon of polio. Now we know that thou can remove this thing. And I pray God that there will be an old-fashioned meeting started there, a prayer meeting all around the city today, all around the world. May the churches fall on their faces, the people, and go to screaming out to God. And I believe you will stop the plague. Amen? Amen. This is under a prayer. That we want to say that our hearts are bleeding for those people, those Christians in that city, and those poor little children, oh God. Hasten the day that when all the curse will be gone away, and there'll be no more sickness, no more sorrow. We feel for those poor fathers and mothers tonight. I feel for them, knowing an experience of it. I feel that, Lord, their poor hearts are crushed. Be merciful. God, I pray that the plague will leave this very night. Amen?
Amen.
The prophet of God, commissioned by the angel, under that anointing, he says, I pray that the plague will leave this very night.
Amen.
May there not be one more case broke out. May it stop now. And may the enemy be turned back and cursed into destruction. Grant it, Lord. Do you believe the prophet?
Amen.
Do you believe God was listening to the prophet's prayer?
Mm.
This was the 31st August 1953. There was no vaccine. There was no cure. Amen. But God is powerful.
Amen.
Sometimes God realizes things in a simplicity that you don't understand what God is doing. Listen to what the prophet says. This is in Y, 1960. It's in Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, 1963. Now God heals in many ways. Amen. A doctor asked me not long ago, I think Brother Andrew will be a bit patient with me. I want to finish this topic. You're going to grant me maybe 5 or 10 more minutes. Now God heals in many ways. A doctor asked me not long ago, he said, what's your opinion of medicine, Brother Branham? I said, well, God is the only one that can heal, sir. I said, the Bible don't lie. And the Bible says, I am the Lord that heal your diseases. And I said, the Bible can't lie. I said, God heals by medicine. God heals by love. God heals by understanding. God heals by care. God heals by prayer. God heals by miracle. Amen?
Amen.
God heals by prayer. God heals also by medicine. The prophet made a prayer that God should heal, but God used medicine to answer that prayer.
Amen.
Amen. This was 1953, as I said, in August. Now, the Bible says this. Sorry. In this topic, it says, Some scientists were doing some research to find a way to cure this disease. When the prophet made the prayer, I believe that God inspired those scientists.
Amen.
You know, in their research, God, through the prayer of the prophet, because the prophet prayed that a solution should be found, that people, children couldn't be dying that way. God help. And through a prayer, God inspired a scientist to find a way. The Bible says, the first effective polio vaccine was developed in 1952 by Jonas Salk, a doctor, and the team at the University of Pittsburgh that included, they caught some people. So these people started searching for a vaccine. They couldn't find. But when the prophet came and prayed in 1953, August, I believe God kicked something in them so that the very next year, 6 months later, this is the prayer that was made on the 31st of August, 1953, but only 6 months later, the vaccine was found.
Amen.
The vaccine was found. This research, this newspaper said, on 23rd February 1954, 6 months only after the prophet's prayer, the vaccine was found. He said it was developed by Jonas Salk and a team at the University of Pittsburgh. The vaccine was used on a group of children at Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh on 23rd February 1952. After several other field tests, Salk's vaccine was found to be 60 to 90% effective on various polio virus strains. The number of infected in the U.S. dropped from 35,000 in 1953 to nearly only 5,000 in 1957. Amen. You see how God can answer prayer. Just through a simple prayer made in a dark place that even nobody noticed. The media even didn't speak about that simple prayer that the prophet made. But only a few months down the way, a vaccine was found. We believe that that same God, we are still under the anointing, under the anointing of the same wings that came with healing today. God is the same. He still can do the same thing. Amen. The prophet says, carrying on the same prayer, he said, may the angel of God stand over the city, and we know that the demons will scatter when he stand and they see him. That was that night when he was making the prayer. And I believe that same night, because the prophet's prayer was, I don't want to hear even one more case. He said, God, and I pray that the plague will leave this very night. May there not be one more case broke out. That's our prayer. That there shouldn't be even one more case from now on. You know, God has his own way of acting. When the prophet spoke, I believe there was not even one more case. But there were still people that were infected, that the disease was not manifested in them yet. Those people, we could see them getting the disease. But when the prophet says no more even one case, the thing stopped. It was just the time of God to help those people to find the vaccine. Now to close, I'm going to read a scripture, a quote here. I think Brother Andrew read it on Friday. You know, there was a time when there wasn't any toxin on the earth for smallpox. Many died with smallpox because there was no toxin, there was no vaccine. Diphtheria, no toxin. But now you can get inoculated from that. When an epidemic breaks out in the city, quickly you go down and get a smallpox vaccination or a diphtheria shot. They got a vaccine. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad of that. I'm glad we got it. Remember, God can heal through medicine. Amen. A prophet can make a prayer that the scientists, the searchers will go, God inspire them and find a shot, find a medicine, find a cure for something that we can't heal. And we believe we are in the same dispensation. He said, I'm glad for that. I'm glad we got it. And the Salk vaccine for little children. He's talking about this vaccine. This man here. And the Salk vaccine for little children to cure polio. I thank the Lord for that. He says now, pray that he will give us more and more. Are we together? Let's pray. The Salk vaccine was there to heal polio. Polio is not an issue today anymore. Today, our issue is coronavirus. The prophet says, pray that he will give us more and more of this kind, of things that can overcome these demons. I believe if we just warm up to God, if we pray to God, there's things here for us. We was made out of the earth, you know. If we just warm up to him and pray to him and quit our wickedness and things, all these things will be found. Do you believe that? Amen. If we can just pray and warm up and confess our sins and forsake our wickedness, all these things will be found. That's right. But for you who believe, he's got a remedy beyond that. Certainly he has. It's all made and ready for you. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
He's got a remedy for you. If he inspired Dr. Salk to find a vaccine, he can inspire another Dr. Salk today to find a vaccine, right, to find a cure for coronavirus. I believe it with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. I do believe it. I don't take it, my brother, that we'll be imprisoned like this for six months.
No.
It doesn't work.
That's right.
There's still a big job to do down there. People still need to hear the gospel. This country, this land has not been preached enough yet. There's people there dying in sin. They've not heard the gospel. So I don't believe we'll be, you know, locked up like this for 6 months, 1 year, in a prison for something we didn't do. God is faithful.
That's right.
God is right. God is righteous. I believe that this thing will end.
That's right.
Come and join me in believing. I believe if you pray, just that little faith you have from your bedroom, from your house, God will heal us. God will listen to our cry and something will be done. This demon will vanish.
That's right.
I believe the promise, the prayer of the prophet, that God will stand. And right tonight, right from now, this demon will be defeated.
That's
right. How many believe that?
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
And let's put our faith together.
That's right.
We'll defeat this demon. Let's warm up in the God's presence. Let's put all our faith, not unbelief, but all our faith, and ask sincerely to God. See how many things you still have, how many plans you have in your life. God is good. God is faithful. You have been so faithful to God all these years. You have been so faithful in our post of duty that now that God has started blessing you in that thing you were doing, this thing just come to compromise, to jeopardize your blessing. Don't accept it.
No.
I don't accept it.
That's right.
God will find a way. I don't believe we'll be stuck in this condition for so many days as they predict it.
No.
It will end someday.
Amen.
One of these days we'll wake up and recover our liberty.
Amen.
Our children will resume going to school.
That's right.
Our brethren, everything we do, those who go to college will resume college. Those who go to those who plan trip, they go to their trips.
That's right.
We are made to be free people. God is not a God of bondage. He has freed us spiritually. It's not up to the devil to come and put us in a physical prison.
No.
We are free beings. We are free creatures. We have been created to be free in all our being, body, spirit, and soul. Our souls are free. Our spirits are free. Our bodies should be free.
Amen.
Let's stand against that this demon and let's recover our liberty in the precious name of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we have spoken from you. We believe you'll be behind these words to back them, O Lord, and we'll see a change. We rebuke the devil in the precious name of Jesus. We rebuke this coronavirus. We know one day you stood before the Red Sea. Something that was impossible. Something that has not been done before. Human mind couldn't explain. There was no boats. There was no dinghies. There was nothing that could help them cross the sea. But you made a way. You are the same God today. When the world is saying there's no cure, when the world say these values, they are even calling their memories of the Spanish flus in 1918. God, we don't accept that. There's still a great job to be done. You are the one who stopped World War I. You stopped World War II because there was still a job to be done. You stopped the Spanish flu, oh Lord. You are the same God today. Stop this demon. Stop this pandemic, oh Lord. Let us recover our liberty in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen.